Aloha! My name is Ms. Yoshida. I will be your guide for our tour of the West. I was born and raised in Hawaii. As you probably can tell from my greeting, the word aloha is used for hello in the Hawaiian language. We also use it to say goodbye. I am a college student here on the mainland. My main interests are political science and government. Someday, I hope to win election to the United States Congress. On school breaks, I work as a tour guide. It's a great job. I get to meet all kinds of people while seeing beautiful places. Whenever we visit someplace new, I want you to think about two questions. What first attracted people to this place? And why are people still coming here today? For most of our tour, we will travel in vans. But we will also fly in an airplane to two stops. Did you hear that honk? That means it's time for us to hit the road. Our first stop is Lolo Pass in the Rocky Mountains. A pass is a route across mountains. In 1805, a group of 35 very hungry Americans crossed this pass. The Americans were part of an expedition led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. An expedition is a journey with a purpose. The Lewis and Clark expedition had two goals. The first was to find an all-water route from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean. The travelers failed because such a route does not exist. Their second goal was to explore the lands west of the Mississippi. This Lewis and Clark did very well. Their maps and journals gave Americans their first good look at the region we now call the West. When Lewis and Clark reached Lolo Pass, they were almost out of food. All they had left was a soup mix that everybody hated. The men survived by eating candles, bear oil, and two of their horses. Today, people come to this part of Montana to hike and fish. Some come to follow the Lewis and Clark Trail to the Pacific. Luckily for these travelers, they don't have to eat candles or that awful soup to survive.